Every church needs to grow warmer through fellowship, deeper through discipleship, stronger through worship, broader through ministry, and larger through evangelism. In Acts chapter 2, 42 to 47, these five facets of growth are described in the first church at Jerusalem. The first Christians fellowshipped, edified each other, worshiped, ministered, and evangelized. As a result, verse 47 says, "The Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved." Note a couple things about this verse. First, God added the growth. That's His part. When the church did its part, fulfill the five purposes. Second, the growth was daily, which means at a minimum, this healthy church had 365 conversions a year. What if this was the evangelistic standard every church had to meet in order to call itself a healthy New Testament church? How many churches do you think would qualify? Church growth is the natural result of church health. Church health can only occur when our message is biblical and our mission is balanced. Each of the five New Testament purposes of the church must be in equilibrium with the others for health to occur. Balance in a church does not occur naturally. In fact, we must continually correct imbalance. It is human nature to overemphasize the aspect of the church we feel most passionate about. Intentionally setting up a strategy and a structure to force ourselves to give equal attention to each purpose is what being a purpose-driven church is all about. Myth number two, all large churches grow at the expense of smaller churches. Well, some large churches have grown at the expense of smaller churches, but that certainly is not true in Saddleback's case. The Saddleback statistic I'm most pleased about is the fact that 80% of our members found Christ and were baptized at Saddleback. We have not grown at the expense of other churches.